All right, guys, this is John Shea. Welcome to the Testimonial Technique. This is going to be episode 13. Today, I've actually got Rob Four on the show. I've actually been following Rob for probably close to a year now. I've been on his mailing list and been watching a lot of things that he's been doing. And really, the biggest thing that Rob brings to the table is he's very, very good with SEO and kind of outshines a lot of people. Really outranks quite a few people for some really big terms, and it's pretty impressive to kind of watch along and see what he's been doing in the SEO world. So today we're going to talk a little bit about SEO and what's working for him and what's working today. So I guess, welcome, Rob.
Well, hey, John, thanks so much for inviting me on the call. Yeah, it's pretty exciting times, I think. You know, the getting on the internet just kind of levels the playing field for people, even old guys like me. We can get in, kind of turn into geeks over time, and away we go.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, for anyone who doesn't know who you are, you know, that they're not familiar with your blog or any of your work, you know, where did you kind of get started? You know, if we want to go way back here.
I can real quickly just kind of sum up my story. Since 1996, my wife Lisa and I, we've been married, 35 or 6 years now, I guess. But since 1996, we haven't had jobs. We fired our bosses in 1996, went full-time on the internet. And since 1996, we've built 5 six-figure, even multiple six-figure businesses working part-time in our spare time online. Now, we've done that primarily through affiliate marketing, where we're selling other people's products and services to earn a commission. We've built a couple of network marketing businesses. I have a team of 11,000 worldwide in one company and a team of 8,600 in yet another. And probably in the last 2.5 years, we started selling some of our own products as well. You know, so that's really what we've done. And I remember when we first got started, you're probably too young to remember this, but when we first got started, we got this little CD in the mail from a company called AOL, American Online, and it said 15 hours free for this thing called AOL. So like, yep, what the heck is that, AOL? Yeah. You know, and so I plugged in the thing and it was talking about this thing called the internet and BBS boards, and we didn't know what the heck it was, but we just got in and thought, well, that makes a whole lot of sense, because at the time we were selling, I was running full page ads in magazines and selling a marketing training system to real estate agents. And then we would actually print the book, and we were selling this thing for like $700. And it was like $70 just to print it, another $20 to ship it. And then, of course, the full-page ads were costing us $12,000 to $18,000 a month. So it's like, well, shoot, if we could keep running the ads and just deliver the book digitally, create a PDF, you know, we'd make an extra $80 per order. And that's kind of where we started. And then it just kind of evolved from there into affiliate marketing, network marketing, and, you know, selling even more of our products online.
Right. So I know that you're a pretty big advocate of, kind of the whole multiple streams of income. You've obviously got kind of some affiliate marketing going on with products, and then you're also doing various systems where, you know, it involves recruiting others to, you know, create teams and things like that. I mean, is that something that, have you always done that, or did that?
Well, no. Actually, it was a lesson I learned the hard way a couple times. You know, I'm kind of a slow learner. But when we first got started back in 1996, what we were doing is we were selling the products to the real estate agents, and that evolved into us hosting websites for them. And so, you know, so we would build a lead generation website, and then we would lease it to them every month. And that was our income. Our sole income was doing that. Then about 2 years into it, we had built that up to about $200,000 a year profit. But then we got hacked. And when we got hacked, we lost all the accounts. You know, the hacker went in there and just basically erased the server. And it took us 3 months to rebuild it. And by the time we rebuilt it, we were maybe making $60,000 now, because, you know, these were professional agents that were counting on us. And so that's the first time where I learned, boy, you know, if we put all our eggs in one basket and drop that basket, you know, you got nothing but egg on your face. And then a couple years later, I started promoting eBay as an affiliate. And it's not the same way anymore, but it used to be if you sent over somebody over to eBay and they had not joined eBay or created an account, you would get $25 per lead. They didn't have to win an auction. They just had to sign up and place a bid. And so this was probably 1998, 1999, and I found a very easy way where I was using paid advertising to send people over to eBay. And I would spend a dollar and we would make $2 in profit. So I had built that up to about $40,000 a month income in about 6 months. Same thing happened as they changed their compensation plan. They stopped paying $25 per lead and was paying per click. And so we went from literally $40,000 a month to about $400 a month, literally overnight. Wow. And again, it's like, dang, now we got to do another do-over. So I just kind of learned along the way that focusing on one thing, at least for me, didn't work. It would work for a minute and then something would change and we'd be starting over. So today I probably promote maybe 6 different things, different types of streams of income. So again, heaven forbid, should one of those streams go down, it's a bummer, but we still have money coming in from the 5 other streams to pay the bills and feed the dog.
Right.
You know, but I think when I say that, people say, okay, well, I'll go sell health and I'll go sell organic dog food and I'll go sell cameras from Amazon, and they kind of spread out like crazy. That's too hard. You know, what we do is I pick on a target market, and our target market is anybody interested in affiliate marketing or network marketing. And then within that same target market, we promote 6 or 8 different things. That makes sense. So that way, my personal blog, if you go to my blog, you'll see it's all about marketing, internet marketing, affiliate marketing, network marketing. And we have 5 or 6 different income streams coded into that one marketing funnel versus where I see people get too thin. And I did this myself, where you create a bunch of sites that do Amazon products and you do a bunch of sites selling ClickBank products, and they're not related to each other. And so that becomes a little bit more complicated and difficult to maintain. But if you have one niche and create multiple streams within that niche, then we can have one marketing funnel that produces multiple streams of income.
Right, right. So really the big focus is you're keeping it in the network marketing, affiliate marketing niche.
Yeah, for us we do, yeah. And then if we step outside of that niche, and I haven't in quite a while, but if we step outside of that niche, then we'll create a whole new website. But the intention would have to be that it's a big enough niche, what I call an evergreen niche, that we could sell multiple products within that niche. You know, I don't want to be what I call a one-hit wonder where you go, oh, we sell organic coffee to people and that's all we have.
Right.
If we're going to sell organic coffee, then I would go into that whole health and wellness niche and add on to it, you know?
Right. Stick with that particular.
You know, mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Yeah. I mean, it seems like once you kind of get yourself leveraged enough that you're making enough income one place, it might be probably be a lot easier to branch out and get into other things and, you know, still.
Yeah. It's like years ago, I had, we had done a little bit of work on local SEO. So we would go to the local chiropractor, the local doctor, the local pharmacist or whatever. And we would take a website that they had and we would do SEO on it and then charge them for that. And it just got very complicated because we had these accounts all over the world. So I didn't know, they didn't have the software back then to automate it. Today they do. So now, even though we have multiple income streams in affiliate marketing, internet marketing, we're getting ready, probably by the end of this year, is I'll add a local SEO service back to the mix. Because we can spend 3, 4, 6 months building that out, but at the same time automate it so that at the end of that 4 to 6 month marketing window, we would get our time back and the income would come in. So now we would have 2 distinctly different markets out there with multiple products in each market.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like it would work really well.
Yeah, especially for me because I get bored really easy. So every now and then, you know, I only got about a 2.5-year mental lifespan and then I'm bored and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, but I got to go do something else too, you know?
Yeah, I can only, you know, I was calling someone the other day, I've got a new roommate, and I was telling her, I said, you know, I'd ideally like to get to a point where I can quit my full-time job and be at home all the time. And she's like, why would you want to do that? You know? And I'm like, well, and I kind of wonder, like, I think I heard on one of Pat Flynn's podcasts, he mentioned, he said something about it does get lonely at times working from home all the time. It can get boring. You know, you might not see as many people like you would in the workplace and things like that.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, I go to a lot of events, whether it's a marketing summit or an affiliate marketing summit. And to me, so I go to events probably every other month. Yep. And, you know, to me, it's like a homecoming party. You're seeing all your marketing buddies, you know, so we get out and we, you know, talk shop or do whatever we do. And, you know, I was just talking to a guy who makes well over $1 million a year just doing affiliate marketing. He sells his own products on ClickBank. Mm-hmm. And he was sold a his name's Chris Carpenter. And he sold a product called Google Cash many, many years ago. And then he just kind of fell off the face of the earth. He didn't hear from him. And just recently he released another product. But I asked him, I called him up, said, hey, Chris, what have you been doing? You know, you fell off the face of the earth. Because I don't have to do anything. You know, the affiliates sell the product. ClickBank sends them a check. ClickBank sends me a check. There's nothing for me to do. So I just been out there living life. You know, so it'd be pretty hard to be bored if you're just out there living life.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I mean, if he's made enough income and it's, you know, basically become a passive income stream.
Yeah, it becomes a passive income. So I'm looking at it. So I'm at that place now where I literally still sit down behind my computer, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week, and we've been actively building. But now I'm looking at people like Chris and some other people I know where they've so completely automated it that they literally don't have to even show up. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get to that place now where we're trying to figure that out, you know, get in those automated systems, get the outsourcers in place, and then just kind of step away and go enjoy life. So that was really the progress we made, John, is we had jobs, you know, we'd get home from our job and we'd put in 2-3 hours a day to build our business, work on weekends. Eventually we had enough courage to go, okay, well, let's quit the job. And then our home-based business became a full-time effort, just like our job was. And then it got to the point now where, for me, it's like a half-time effort. You know, instead of putting in a 40-hour a week, I'm putting in a 20-hour a week, but we're making 10 times as much money as we ever did on our job. Right. Then eventually we want to pull it back where we're putting in, you know, 5-10 hours a week, and the money's even bigger.
You know? Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, really awesome that you guys have just blown up, you know, been able to move on from a normal 9-to-5, you know?
Yeah, we've never looked back. Every now and then, about once every 3 months, I'll actually go buy a paper, a newspaper, and look through the classified ads and pretend like I have to go get a job. And it gets so depressing. You know, I just run back home, get back behind my computer, you know?
Yeah, I actually, it's funny, because of all the stuff I've been learning, I recently applied to a marketing position and they mm-hmm. wanted someone who did SEO. And I went in for like 3 interviews. One of them was on Skype, the first one we did. And I still didn't get the job, but I just thought it was, you know, it's so interesting.
Really?
It was still interesting to me to think that, like, you know, they'd probably be paying around $50,000 a year, but it's like, if I really learn my stuff, I was thinking in the back of my mind while I worked there, everything I would learn, I would just apply to my personal stuff and try to get to a point where I could not need to, you know, be in a 9-to-5. And that's where I'm
working. Well, SEO, once you learn what to do and how to do it, SEO is, I would say 95% automated. You probably can't see it, but there's a computer behind me here doing its thing. It's running an SEO program. So as we're sitting here chatting, and as I go up later and do a barbecue or go to the movies or whatever we're doing, this computer, which is my employee, is doing all the SEO. Right. So, you know, once you code your blog post or your web page or your video or your podcast, whatever content it is that you're trying to get out there to the world, once you code that right, so we're telling the search engine what it's about, then it's just all about getting backlinks, getting social media engagement, people to like it on Facebook, tweet it, retweet it, maybe Google Plus it, talk about it in the forums. And we have software that will automate all of that. So, in a sense, it gets kind of boring. You click a couple buttons. So that's the neat thing. If you do get an SEO job or if you become an SEO consultant, you talk a big game about how hard it really is. Mm. And then when nobody's looking, you just go push the button and you're good to go.
Yeah. I mean, and I know when I really got started in this whole marketing thing, you know, I was following Todd, you know, like we said, Todd Warren. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had mentioned your name and that he was basically under you and, it, you know, we're basically in a team and everything. And I looked at what you were doing. I got on your mailing list and I think I ended up the first product I bought to really get involved in anything was Article Marketing Robot.
Sure.
I learned how to use that. And I know that's basically for anybody that doesn't know, it's pretty much just a hands-off backlink builder for article directories, you know?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. There's a complete tool set that I use, and all the programs are pretty much automated. And as time goes on, they become even more automated. You know, you set up a place to get your content, and it imports the content for you. And basically, you're just filling out a form. This is my URL. This is the keywords I want it to rank for. You know, here's the category, affiliate marketing, home-based business, whatever it may be. You push the dang button and off it goes. And it takes a minute. You know, I just did a brand new domain probably 5 weeks ago. Usually if you start a brand new domain, it has no age, it has no authorities. The search engines aren't going to give it any love whatsoever. Not because you're doing anything wrong, but because that's how the internet works. You know, they're trying to hold reserve judgment. They don't know if you're going to promote porn, pills, gambling. They don't know what you're going to do. So for the first, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, that search engine just kind of hang out and watch. What are you doing? Are you being a spammer, a splogger, whatever? So I really had no, I didn't expect this new domain to rank anytime soon, you know, 2, 3, 4 months down the road. Well, it's only been about 5 weeks, and I just checked this morning. Man, we're number 3 on the front page of Google. That's all from these stupid little automated tools. So it still took 5 weeks, but 5 weeks in the grand scheme of things is pretty insignificant when you figure that that one blog post that I'm ranking for will probably be worth $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year to me just because it ranks on Google.
Right.
Kind of dumb for pushing a button.
Yeah, no, I find it pretty intriguing just to know that if you get on the first page, really, that's kind of where it's at when you really go looking for something. You know, I think I've got a keyword right now. It's sitting on like the top of page 3, and I'm not getting like any traffic from that.
Yeah, you really won't. I mean, if people just take a look at your own searching experience, you know, you want to go search for something. You know, you go to your favorite search engine, Google, Bing, Yahoo, 7Search, whatever. Maybe you start off at YouTube and you type in your search. How often do you go to page 2? You know, we usually find what we're looking for on page 1. And off we go, you know, chasing rabbits. So that's really the goal for me as an SEO marketer, is the goal is page 1. And then, of course, the higher we get, the better. So ideally you want to rank number 1, 2, or 3 on that front page. There's two ways to do it. You can actually buy ads, you know, Google AdWords, you know, the Bing Ad Center. You can pay-per-click and get there overnight, or you can do it like we do. And it just takes longer. But in my mind, every page that we get up there that ranks on that front page is like an ATM machine. It just keeps spitting out money, traffic, leads, and sales. You know, so as we move our business forward, all we're doing is getting more and more content to rank. And so we get more traffic, more leads, and more sales.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. And obviously, if you can maintain the rankings, then it's just going to be kind of an evergreen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what I found is as the search engines change, and they change all the time, Google actually names their changes. They name them Penguin and Panda, and the next one will probably be Zebra, who knows. But every time they change, and what they're doing is they're changing their algorithm. You know, they have a mathematical formula that they use to rank to basically rank websites based on the value to the end user they think is there. And so people like myself and like you and like Todd, we figure out what they're looking for. And then in a sense, we can create first page placement almost on demand. Well, once enough people start to do that, then they change their algorithms. They change the rules. And so our rankings will get all jumbled up. Well, even if you have enough content, like my personal blog, I have 190 posts. Now, at any one time, probably half of them will rank on the front page. The other half, who knows? Maybe they're on page 100. I don't know. And I don't pay any attention because I know every time they change, maybe I'll lose rankings on, you know, posts 1 through 10, but posts 11 through 20 will actually jump in there. You know, it'll match the new rules. Right. So as you get more and more involved and get more and more content out there, you just stop paying attention because you know you're going to rank for enough stuff to keep the money coming in.
Right. Now, I know, you know, I guess to dig in a little more regarding the way, the methods that you're using to rank, I know that you publicly, I think you have a list of the tools that you're actually using. I can put those in the show notes for anybody who's interested.
Sure.
But I know for anybody that might be looking, I know you personally, because of the income that you've been able to generate from doing this for, you know, years and years back from, you know, the 90s, obviously,
yeah,
you're now at a point where you can spend a lot of money to rank.
Today I spend probably, let me just add it up in my head. I'm spending maybe $200 a month maybe $300 a month on software tools and subscriptions.
Yeah.
To pull it off. In a lot of cases, like the program that's running behind me, this is a program called SE Nuke X. Yep. You know, I purchased a lifetime license. Now, I think, I don't really remember, but I think they charge $150 a month.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, something like that. And I knew that because this is my model, that I would be using this tool unless it turns into junk forever. You know, so I ponied up the $2,000 or whatever the heck it was to do a lifetime license. Now, but I spent $150 a month for probably 3 years before I did that. You know what I mean? So I think you just kind of grow into it. If you share the free resource I have, or one of the things I tell people is it all starts with keyword research. And if there's any tool that you absolutely want to buy, you want to buy into a tool like Market Samurai, which is a one-time purchase of $127, or maybe SE Cockpit, which is a monthly fee. But you want to be able to tell the keyword that you're going after, who's ranking in the top 10, and how many links do they have. And this is the part that most people miss. Like Market Samurai, I think, does people a disservice. You put in your keyword, you say, check the competition, and it comes up with green lights, yellow lights, red lights. Green light's supposed to mean go for it. It's easy. You can rank. Yellow, might be a little hard. You know, red, forget about it. They say it's too hard. Well, that's really a disservice because it depends on how many backlinks you can get based on the tool set you have. So when I first started, it was interesting that you shared that, John. When I first started, the only tool I had was Article Marketing Robot. Right. That was it. And, you know, after using it a couple times, I realized, okay, I can get about 200 backlinks using this program. So now I would go to Market Samurai, the keyword research tool. Let's say I wanted to rank for the keyword MLM marketing. And I see the top 10 people ranking, and the program tells you how many backlinks do they have. Now I would see that all 10 of them had more than 500. Well, based on my tool set, Article Marketing Robot, I can only get 200. So I can't compete. So to me, because I know how many links I can get based on my tool set, that keyword is a red light, even though their program might have gave me a green light. See what I mean?
Right.
So all you do is you say, okay, well, I can't compete for that keyword based on my current tool set. So you have a couple of choices. Skip that keyword and look for one that's less competitive. Maybe MLM marketing tips.
Yep.
Maybe you look and it goes, oh, there's three people on the front page that have less than 200 backlinks. See, now you can compete for that keyword.
Right.
And so it's really a matter of sifting and sorting. So that's your one choice, go after less competitive keywords. The other choice is go increase your tool set, which over the years I did. So I started like with Article Marketing Robot. I think it's $97 one-time purchase. And then I would go after the less competitive keywords. And then pretty soon it's like, boy, I only need like a couple hundred more links and I can compete against these middle term ones. So I'd go get a tool like Unique Article Wizard or
Instant Article Wizard.
Yeah, that one. So you go get that one and maybe that one gives you another 250. So now you've got 500 links and see, now you can compete at a whole nother level. Then you pick up something like, you know, you start making money, you pick up SC Nuke. Now you can get 2,500 links and you can compete at a whole different level. So everybody can compete regardless of their budget. You just have to have a good keyword research tool to figure out which keywords you can compete for based on your current tool set.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. I know how much you want to dig into this, but I know it's something you've done a little bit with as well. I've been over on a blog called SourceWave that's run by Alex Becker. I've been really enjoying his content because he's very focused on these not so much, I don't know if it's more, he goes after expired domains that have high page rank.
Right.
And then he'll put up relevant content to what he's attempting to rank and then link to those sites. And he talks a lot about having basically a very high authority and high backlink profile to that domain from, you know, other sources. I mean,
right.
I've looked at some blog networks and seen what, you know, they're offering. Okay, we'll give you 20 PR2 and, you know, 10 PR3 links, but all the sites have page rank, but they have no backlink profile.
Right.
And now he talks about how you can actually pick up, you know, you could buy a PR5 with, you know, let's say it has, I don't know, 5,000 backlinks. That's going to be a lot more powerful than, you know, a PR6 that has none.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. We've been doing that for a couple years now. Because not only is it the quantity of backlinks that you get, it's also the quality of backlinks. Where are the backlinks coming from?
Right.
So if the site that is linking back to you has higher authority, has a bigger link profile, like you say, has high page rank, that's going to benefit. You'll need less links to actually compete. So, I actually joined the SourceWave program a couple months ago and been studying that. In fact, that new domain I was talking about, I followed their model.
Yep.
And I was surprised within 5 weeks, it's ranking for a very, very competitive keyword, number 3 this morning. When I checked yesterday and I was on page 2, I checked this morning, I was like, whoa, I almost fell off my chair.
Yeah.
So it absolutely works. But yeah, I've been buying domains for about a year. In fact, I have a private blog network with about 100 high authority, high page rank blogs.
Yep.
And I've probably invested $15,000 to buy those. You know, I spent as much as $2,000 for a good PR6 domain. So it's not something that necessarily everybody wants to go do. But then we added a lot of authority blogs to that network. So now I have a network of about 2,400 blogs that have authority, like WordPress.com or LiveJournal, you know, these places where you can go create a free blog. So we've got like 2,300 of those blogs, and then we got 100 of our high authority, high PR blogs. We actually sell that service. So if people don't want to invest in all these crazy tools and do all that, we can, you know, submit their URLs through this blog service as well.
Right. Another way to rank basically without getting into the SE Nuke or the article.
Yeah, without getting your hands dirty. You just kind of let somebody else do it for you. And even that said, you know, even if somebody subscribed to our service, there's still things they need to do. You know, you've got to get some social media engagement. You need to get some people to like it, tweet it, share it on Facebook, things like that. That's one of the things Google especially is really measuring now is social engagement, because that's another clue that your content is good for the user. If the user starts talking about it or the visitor says, wow, that's great stuff, and a whole bunch of people do that, they're going to rank you higher. It's just an easy way for them to track and measure, is your content any good? You know, because we see it all the time, especially if you go out there and you do product review. You know, you're thinking about buying a product and you do product review. And you see hundreds of these reviews and they did nothing more than copy the copy off the sales page. You know, that's crappy stuff.
Right.
And so nobody comments on it. Nobody says, hey, thanks for the great review. And they don't rank well. You know, where if you actually spent the time, wrote an honest review, showed them the back office, and people start talking about it, the more comments you get, likes and shares, the higher you'll rank, even without a lot of backlinks.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I've actually been following, you know, a little bit of what Alex has been doing, Alex Becker, again, from SourceWave, like we mentioned. I noticed that he has a test website. I think he calls it Watch Things Online, and he ranks
right.
A keyword that's, I think it's 4,400 exact match searches in the whole world, and that's ranking number one, and it's literally like the website is a skeleton. There's a YouTube video and a link to an authority site on the homepage, and he's ranking that, I think, like number two on Google or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what we call on-page optimization. Obviously, we got to configure your post right, and then he talks about a pretty basic backlinking, and I think he just uses SENuke. Doesn't he just use SENuke?
I went through. He has a course he just put out not too long ago called SEO Omega, and I went through that whole course, and he actually. I think that's sort of like a padding in a way. He does a very
He's placing a couple high PR links, and then he pads it with the SENuke, and he's got a 4-week schedule.
Yeah,
we do the SENuke templates, and it's one a week, and that's literally the model I followed to get this new domain to rank. And I did the same thing. Now I have more content, but I had the video, have a link to the authority site, and then I actually have. Some pretty wordy reviews. But yeah, 5 weeks, and it was just a brand new domain. And here we are, number three on page one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, for a keyword that gets about 5,600 exact match searches, a month.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I was pretty intrigued by what he was doing, but I've been sort of in a nervous state. Do I want to spend $200 or $300 on a PR domain? I've got a trial I'm trying with a niche site I've got, and I bought, it was like a trial, $1 to put your site on like 20 IPR link websites. I don't know if it's going to rank or not, because I noticed a lot of the pages, they have high PR, but they don't have any backlinks. So I don't know how powerful it's going to be. But.
Once you buy the domain, it takes a little bit of time for the search engines to, in a sense, get used to your new content.
Yeah.
Content. And what I do is we always build WordPress blogs, and I install a WordPress plugin, which is free, called 401 Redirect. And the idea behind that plugin was to any pages that are not found, it always takes people automatically to a 401 error page. Oh, this page doesn't exist.
Yep.
What you can do with this one is you can tell which page do you send people to instead of the error page. And what you do is you send them, of course, to your homepage. And it creates a 301 redirect, or what they call a permanent redirect. So after about 3 to 4 weeks, all those page errors will go away, and all that PR and all that traffic will funnel to your homepage.
Yeah, I actually just made a note about that. I wonder.
Yeah, it's a free plugin, and it's just beautiful if you're buying domains. There's a couple places out there you can find domains. I use a little program. I forgot where I bought it. Let me see what it's called. And it finds the buy now domains are usually PR2, PR3. They're not real.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's
PR PowerShot.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I don't remember how much it was, like 40 or 50 bucks. But I find quite a few PR2, PR3s. You know, I usually go to the GoDaddy auctions to pick up the PR4, 5, or 6s. Yep. You know, and those, yeah. And I don't buy those too often because you really don't need them. You know, you just need a couple PR2, PR3, in a sense, just to prime the pump. You'll get great content on there and get your backlinks, and you're golden.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about building out one of those small networks. It seems like a good investment in an easy way. You know, Alex talks about if you're looking to start making a little bit of money, you could go out and build a small network. You could start exchanging some links with other people for free. I've already had some offers on that, and that would give you some more juice for your own sites to do link exchanges. And then on top of it, you could charge people either a monthly or permanent fee to place a link on the homepage, giving them the actual link juice straight from the homepage, you know, where the
page
is.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways to actually monetize that service. Probably 4 years ago, we had done something similar using multiple installs of WordPress, and I created a little network, and we were selling them on the Warrior Forum. And that little service, we were doing about $70,000 a year from a stupid charger for a backlink service off of our network.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I've been really interested in, too. My thing is I'm kind of – I personally ended up spending some money on some of these tools, and then I sort of dived into, like, a little bit of everything, you know, even mm-hmm. out of SEO, which, you know, I know we were talking about before we got started, but you know, it's sort of a risk, everything you do. You know, in my mind, you know, doing anything, it's kind of weary. Like, if I go out and buy this domain, am I going to be able to actually do well with this and make a return? So I've been a little...
Yeah, well, I think that's the hesitation a lot of people have, and a lot of people get overwhelmed and confused. I think one of the biggest things, the biggest favor people can do for themselves to put the odds of success in their favor is to pick one niche or one product or one business opportunity or whatever the heck it is you want to sell and make a decision that's what you're going to do. Okay, so that's... You know, so that's written in stone. Now what you want to do is you want to spend 7 to 10 days to investigate different marketing methods. You know, I do blogging in SEO. I do video in SEO. Yep. There's also, you know, free advertising, Craigslist ads, you know, free classified ads. There's pay-per-click. There's pay-per-view. There's social media marketing. You know, there's ads on Facebook. So there's all kinds of marketing methods. What I recommend people do is sit down for 7 to 10 days and research marketing methods. Don't buy nothing. Don't do nothing. Just research the marketing methods. And at the end of that 7 to 10 day window, pick one. Say, well, I'd really like to do blogging, but I haven't written since high school. Mm. Or English isn't my first language, so I can't write worth crap. Well, then blogging is probably not for you. Video might be. You see what I mean? So based on your time, talent, what you think you can stand doing for the next 2 to 3 years, pick one marketing method. And for the next 3 to 6 months, go find somebody that has just blown the lid off that marketing method. Go study them, buy whatever tools they recommend, and just keep the blinders on and focus for 3 to 6 months. By then, you'll get really good at what you're doing. You'll start making money, and then you can kind of expand your horizon.
Yeah.
But so it's kind of that way. So, John, it's like you say, okay, well, I kind of want to follow the source wave model. Well, if you make that decision, there's no other decision for 3 to 6 months. See what right. I mean? You just focus, focus, focus. You still do your interviews. You still do your podcast. You still build your brand and you still market. But that's your chosen marketing method. And so for the next 3 to 6 months, do nothing but that. And see, that way you eliminate, for the most part, all of the risk. Mm. But it is, if you go spend $300 on a domain going, well, I don't know if, you know, I don't know. you just blew it because the decision wasn't made to focus on that method.
Right.
See, when I got into his source wave and that SEO mega, I got the same course.
Yep.
I said, okay, well, I have room in my life to actually try it.
Yep.
I've got the budget to actually do it. Let's go see. And here it is 5 weeks later. And I was actually shocked to wake up this morning and go, wow, that worked way faster and better than I thought it would.
Yeah. I mean, I remember seeing you post on Facebook. Oh, there's this new method that's supposedly working with these skeleton sites or Scott, you know, I think he calls them Skylo yeah. sites.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, he must be talking about his stuff.
Yeah, that was exactly it. And so it took me, because I studied the whole thing and then, thought, well, about a week later, I had some open time. I was like, I'm going to go try it because I was actually ranking for this particular keyword from my own blog. Mm. Then after the latest Google Penguin update.
Yeah.
No more ranking. And it's like, boy, that one blog post was making me a lot of money. So I tried his Gylo technique, and bloop, there we are again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been the other thing too is I've been digging a lot at the expired domains. You know, I'm not using a paid tool like the PR Power Shop, but I know there was a really good website I found called expireddomains.net. Mm-hmm. And that one, you can really like narrow down, you know, okay, this has got high authority, you know, it's got more than X amount of backlinks. And then I usually would just pop right over to majesticseo.com, and then I would determine based on what Alex's criteria is, you know, it's got to have a, I think he said a minimum of 10. There's two factors. They call it trust flow, and I think the other one is citation flow. So that's something I would look at. And, you know, if that's not there and the backlink profile isn't there, you know, I looked at one and it looked good, and I immediately noticed it was all adult stuff. And I was like, well, I got to get away from, like, this is.
Yeah. That's what we call a bad neighborhood. Adult stuff, you know, porn, pills, gambling. You just kind of want to stay away from it. Yeah. But yeah, I think his numbers are actually a little high. I've had great success with lower numbers. If you just, I just pay more attention to where is the backlink profile coming from. If it's coming from .orgs, .en, you know, educational sites, if it's coming from a political site, a lot of these, those links will never go away. And they're very high authority links. So I'll take a lower number if the link itself is really, really good. You know, I still want a whole bunch of links, but I don't necessarily need hundreds or even thousands.
That was what's so interesting about what he was doing was he basically – explained that he really didn't have a lot of backlinks. He just had very, very high quality backlinks.
Right. Yeah. And that's kind of where we've changed our focus a little bit now too. I mean, because I have my own network, and we do use tools like SENuke, we do get a whole bunch of backlinks, but I found, you know, that'll normally get you on page one, but if you want to get up in number one, two or three spot, you only need two or three very high quality backlinks and boom, you're there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I call rank and stick. You get a couple really good backlinks, you're just not moving.
Yeah, it makes sense. I guess I know we've obviously kind of dived into some of these more, this is almost advanced strategies. I'll link to some of these things because if anybody's listening on the podcast or, you know, you're watching this video, then you might be kind of wondering, you know, what are they talking about?
But, I said, oh, John and Rob are geeks.
but really, I guess if anybody, you know, let's say anyone out there, they want to get started with SEO from scratch, you know, if what would you recommend in terms of like strategies they might want to use if they're looking for maybe some free methods or even just, you know, if they were to invest in tools, you know, and they didn't want to go spending $150 a month mm-hmm. on SEO, you know, what would you recommend?
Yeah, I think for somebody just getting started, the most important thing to do is whether you're going to do a web page, a blog post, or a video, you got to create some content, obviously, in order as a platform to sell your stuff. You know, you got to open up your doors. And so pick something to sell, whatever the heck that is. You pick that something to sell, and every piece of content that you create stands alone. So today I might do a blog post, and I'm selling an affiliate product off ClickBank. Tomorrow I might do a video and I might sell that same product, or I might go pick a different product. So every piece of content stands alone. So the first thing is pick something to sell. Then you ask yourself the question, who is the person most likely to buy that product if and when they come to know it exists? So let's say, for example, I decide to sell organic dog food. You know, I would say, okay, well, who's the person most likely to buy organic dog food if and when they come to know it exists? Well, now I just start brainstorming. Well, maybe a vegetarian who owns a dog, because, you know, they're into organic and holistic stuff and things like that. Maybe pet owners who are into the whole green, you know, the world's, you know, greening of America. And I started brainstorming, who's the person most likely to buy that? Well, another reality is the person most likely to buy it is anybody that's searching for organic dog food.
Yeah.
know, or organic dog food review, or go find out name brands of organic dog food and maybe do a review about those. So once you have that person in mind, then go visit a couple websites, a couple forums, find out where they hang out and what are they talking about? What are they searching for? Use a free keyword tool like the Google external keyword tool and just start guessing what might people be searching for. And that tool will tell you the exact words and phrases people are typing into the search engines. That's what you want to create your content about. So maybe, and again, I'm just making this up, but let's say 1,500 people per month search for benefits of organic dog food. Mm-hmm. That's going to become the title of my blog post or video, 7 benefits of organic dog food, how to keep your dog alive longer than you. Let the dog bury you instead of you burying the dog, blah, 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 blah. You know, we just write out our content. So once we've done that, now we have a really, really good chance of ranking for something that people are actually searching for. That's the biggest thing most people miss. Most people just kind of write stuff. You know, just the other day I learned this thing. I didn't know that you could, on your YouTube account, you could, I didn't know you could share a video on Pinterest. I didn't know that. I knew you could share pictures. I didn't know you could share a video. So just yesterday, or maybe the day before, I just learned that. And I'm all excited, like, ooh, look at what I just learned. And so I wanted to share that, do a little teaching. Well, look at what you can do. And, you know, maybe I'm the slowest guy in the world, and I'm the only guy that didn't know, but I got all excited about it. So I wanted to do a blog post and a video to teach people. But again, I'm not going to just write because who would ever find it? How to put a video on Pinterest? So what I did is I did keyword research and go, what are people actually searching for if they might want to learn this? And I found that there's like 5,000 people per month actually search for YouTube video SEO. So that became the title of my post, YouTube video SEO, blah, blah, blah. Look what I found. Pinterest is an easy way to do it. And I got to actually say what I wanted to say, but now I have a chance of that content ranking. So keyword research, which you can do for free, is critical. From there, you need to get a paid research tool like Market Samurai or SE Cockpit to find out how many backlinks the competition actually has. Market Samurai, I think, is a one-time $127 fee. You own it forever.
Yeah, I've actually been using, I don't know if you've used it, but I've been using Longtail Pro. Are you familiar with that one?
I haven't heard of that one.
There's a fellow by the name of Spencer Hawes. He's very focused on niche okay. websites. And that's actually a pretty big competitor tool, I suppose, to Market Samurai. I know, you know, we mentioned Pat Flynn and his Smart Passive Income blog earlier. He was using Market Samurai and promoting that to his blog, making thousands a month in commissions with that. And he's sort of actually switched over and talking about Longtail Pro, and he's been promoting that for his new new niche site. Yeah. I figure that might be worth mentioning since you mentioned those tools.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'll go check that out because I'm looking for any tool. I actually use SE Cockpit, which I think is like $100 a month.
I knew that's a paid one, but this one,
that's a paid one. So now you want to actually take your keyword phrase and you want to go, okay, how many backlinks is the competition getting? And then you need to decide how many tools you're willing to invest in to get those backlinks. Mm-hmm. You have to get more backlinks than the competition. So if the keywords you're going after, let's say I only have a $50 a month budget I can apply to my business. Well, I might go buy Article Marketing Robot, or for $50 a month, I think I would probably go get Unique Article Wizard. Unique Article Wizard, $67 a month, and it'll get you about 400 backlinks from different blogs, different article directories, things like that. And so, again, if my keyword, if I can't compete because I can't get enough links, I just skip that one. You know, maybe I dig a little deeper and I find YouTube video SEO tips, and maybe I can compete for that one. So you scale up as needed. And Longtail Pro, if that's finding what we call the long tail keyword, those less competitive terms, they might only get 100 to 150 searches per month, but they're very easy to rank for. And all you do is you create more content.
Yep.
Well, in fact, that's exactly what we did in the beginning. You know, I had maybe $100 a month budget I was willing to risk. And after three, you know, after about 50, 60 pieces of content with the long tail, we're getting enough traffic, just like one great big keyword. And so we started making money, and then we scaled up from there.
Yeah, makes sense.
But yeah, social media engagement is pretty important. We use a program called Social Adder that's pretty inexpensive, and that'll get you the social bookmarks, the Facebook likes, the Twitter tweets. It'll kind of automate all of that.
Yep.
There are some pretty close to free tools like OnlyWire that you can use for that as well. But you want social media engagement. You want links from article directories. You want links from blogs.
Yep.
And that's pretty much after that. It's just brute force marketing. Get more, carry a bigger stick than the other guy and you win.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured I'd mention too, I thought of this earlier, but we started talking about other things in terms of the social media engagement for anybody that's wondering. I didn't do this really on purpose, but my personal blog, John Shay Net, I actually reached out to people manually using a network called IBO Toolbox, and I did this for like months. I would just send a very automated message to people and ask them to comment on my blog. It's kind of grueling, but it was free. And I got over 120 comments on the homepage of my blog using a Facebook plugin, so it was easy for people to comment. And I also asked them to like the page. There's a little scroll bar that I had on the side of the page. It was a static page on my homepage for months. And over a period of time, my blog ended up ranking as PR2, and that stayed there. So, and that was purely from, you know, the page itself wasn't even ranking anywhere on Google that I knew of.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and even today, even though I have all of these tools and I spend, you know, $300-$400 a month just on SEO tools, every time I do a blog post or a video or any type of content, I immediately share it on Facebook, which is free. We share it on Google Plus, which is free. We share it on Twitter, which is free. We share it on Pinterest, which is free. We share it to our LinkedIn, which is free. Yep. You know, we do all these free things, and it takes an extra 10, 15 minutes, but it's very powerful because, like you share, it's going to get people that will actually, real people will go comment. You know, they'll give you a thumbs up or a thumb down, or they'll share it, or they'll know some people in their group that could really benefit from what you just shared. And so there are a lot of free techniques that are very, very powerful. And people, and you just need to get it into a routine, whatever that routine is for you. So right. That's literally my routine when I wake up in the morning is I go find a Pinterest post that's popular. A lot of people liked it or shared it. And I'll go say something. I'll go put it up on Facebook, say something about it. And then on Google Plus and then on Twitter. And it makes like a 15-minute circle.
Yep.
That's a silly little free routine makes a lot of money.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I mean, it's all – I kind of noticed just doing that tactic that I had, like, you know, it was a little bit of work every day, you know, to do a little bit of these messages, you know, 10, 15 minutes. But over a period of time, you know, it allowed my blog to increase its – you know, I have another blog that doesn't have any comments on the homepage, and I've had it over a longer period of time, and it's still sitting at a PR0 because I never, you know, focused on that interaction from a user.
Yeah. Well, see, you just made a good point, John, that's important to share with people is when you're first starting online, you know, we see all these testimonials, all these people go, I got online and in 11 minutes, I went from rags to riches in 11 minutes. Well, it's a bunch of bahooey. If you just start online and you have no list, maybe a brand new website or a blog or something like that, expect it to take 2 to 3 months of, like you just shared, 2 to 3 months of doing this little thing you had to do every single day, but it creates a cumulative result. Mm-hmm. You may not get any result for 30, 45, 60 days. Nothing's happening. And then all of a sudden, magic happens. I just did it with this new domain. For 5 weeks, every day I've been promoting for 5 weeks. Now, just about a week ago, I saw, ooh, I'm on page 2. So it took about a month of actual daily consistent promotion. before I even saw anything happening. And then the actual magic landing on page one didn't happen until this morning, 5 weeks later. Same thing. You were taking consistent action over an extended period of time, in a sense, in faith. Yep. You don't know if it's going to work or not work or if it'll produce a result or not. But if it's a proven technique, it will work. You just need to give it time. So so have blinders on when we see people go, I went from zero to hero in 11 seconds flat. Yeah, crap, maybe 11 months, you know?
Yeah.
And so you just have to, in a sense, give yourself some grace, give yourself some, go into it with faith, knowing it's more of a marathon race than it is a sprint. Slow and steady will win that race of creating traffic, leads, and sales and put profit in your pocket. But just to go out there, push them, one.
I think I lost you on the audio there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I clicked it. I'm a fiddler. But yeah, you want to take that consistent action, over an extended period of time, and cumulatively it will add up and just create a phenomenal result. But I think a lot of people tend to micromanage. Ooh, I shared it on Facebook. Let me go refresh my email 16 times and see if I got rich. It doesn't happen that way. Just take your consistent effort over time, and eventually it will happen, and you won't have to look for the result. It'll come slamming into your bank account.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, I think we've covered a lot. I'd totally, maybe in the future, we could do another interview and maybe even dig more into some of the more specifics about some of these things that are working for you. I know I've gone through, I think I went through almost all of it. I didn't quite finish, but I did pick up your predatory SEO course, being a part of, one of your teams and one of the many programs you're doing. And, for anybody that's interested in really learning about this stuff, I think you guys should check that out, and I'll put a link to that on the show notes.
Yeah, predatory SEO, there's probably, 10, 12 hours of watch over my shoulder instruction. And, it's kind of, in a sense, you got to go back to school, and you're probably going to have to learn some things you never wanted to learn. I didn't want to, it just happened one day. I woke up and, dang, I turned into a geek. I don't know how and when or why that happened. But once you learn it, then you can apply it. You can automate it. In the beginning, you're going to have plenty of scratch your head moments going, what the heck did he just say? What's a HTML? What's an authority domain? What's all this kind of crazy stuff? But if you just stick with it, kind of bite-sized chunks, and stick with it, like you said, you were doing, iBiz Toolbox by faith every day.
Yeah.
And pretty soon, you notice the result. And then you just stick with it. I mean, today, literally, I could close my computer. My wife and I could go to some Caribbean beach somewhere in the world, never pick up the phone, never even turn on the computer, and we'd make over $1,000 a day because our content ranks on the search engines.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where you learn it, you apply it, you do it, and then it just becomes very cumulative. And until the search engines put a B up their butt, it works out good,
Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah, anytime if you want me to come back on and actually dig deep and do some screen sharing and all that kind of stuff.
That'd be cool. That's one of the things I really like about Google Plus too. We could do that and really show people some stuff and dig into that. But I figure this is kind of a pretty good, this has been a pretty good overview of a lot of things that are, I suppose working today and what you're actually doing that's working for you. I'll link to your blog. I know it's just blog.rob4.com, I think.
Yeah, that's it. We just, which works well for us because we stay within that niche. Our niche is marketing. If you want to do marketing, let's have a conversation. So it works really, really well. So yeah, I encourage anybody that wants to start making money online, you pick what you want to sell. Go pick a marketing method, whether it's blogging and SEO, video and SEO, paid advertising. And then just for 3 to 6 months, focus on that one marketing method. Do it by faith because you don't get it in the beginning. And in fact, I did that when we started to promote network marketing online back in 2010. I didn't get it. I joined this program. They said, hey, you can build a network marketing business selling our book. It's like, I don't get it. I understand I'll earn a commission if I sell your book, but how is that going to help me build my network marketing business? And I didn't get it. I honestly did not get it. but I just followed the instructions and I moved forward in faith. And just like you shared, for about 2 months, I just did it every day. I don't get it. I don't know why I'm doing it. I don't actually think it's going to work. And here it is 2.5 years later. And from just doing that same thing every day for 2.5 years, that one program has paid us over $350,000.
Wow.
And I still don't get it, but it obviously works.
Well, you know, hey, it's kind of like what you said. It's all about the whole consistency, you know?
Yeah, it's just that consistency, and you'll eventually over time, you'll master what you're doing, and you'll get that intuitive sense of knowing. You know, I can do that with SEO now. I can actually, okay, here's the keyword I'm going to go after. I'm going to do a blog post, do a video. I'm going to do my SEO. And I'm guessing probably around week 6, I'm going to land number 4 on the front page. Mm-hmm. And I can pretty much guess it and be spot on right. And it's only because I've been doing it so long, it becomes intuitive. No, but then you ask me, okay, well, why don't you go put up a paid ad and tell me how many leads you're going to get? Beats me because I don't do it. But I know people that do it, that have mastered that technique, to say, oh, I'll go spend $50 and I'll make $72. And sure enough, a week later, that's exactly what happened. You know, you just become intuitive at it.
Right, right.
For paid ads, that doesn't work for me. I spend $4,000 to make 40 cents. I just never figured that out.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got something that works different for them. And that's what's so interesting about the
app. That's what's so cool about it. So, hey, yeah, thanks for having me on. I guess we'll go, and it's about 6:15 my time. So I guess we should do dinner. My wife's been
gym. Yeah, I'm having a dinner in a minute myself, although it's about 9 o'clock here.
There you go.
I think she's had it ready for the past hour.
Yeah, I keep seeing the door open and close, so it's kind of like my clue.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that one yet, but yeah, I figured it'd be soon. All right, well, thanks for coming on, and you know, for anybody, you know, hopefully you should know by now if you've been watching my show, but my blog is just John, john-shea.net, and Rob is over on blog.rob4.com, right?
That's it.
Yep, cool. I'll throw in all those links, everything we talked about, if I can remember everything, and post this up soon.
All right, sounds good. Well, hey, thanks.
Yep, talk to you later.
All right.